Beyoncé may be one of America's best-known divas, but have you heard of Portugal's Ana Moura?
Se fado é tristeza e dor, se é ciúme, se é pecado, que serás tu, meu amor, todo vestido de fado.
Ana Moura is one of several global divas with a new album out, and DJ Beto Arcos is spinning all of them on his radio show Global Village on KPFK in Los Angeles, and Beto is with us. Welcome back.
Always great to be with you, Guy.
So, Beto, tell me about this artist, Ana Moura.
Well, Ana Moura is one of the new voices of Fado in Portugal today.
And Beto, we've talked about Fado together on the program before. It's basically the blues of Portugal.
It is, but she didn't really start singing fados. In fact, she was a rock singer. But one day, some friends gathered at a club in Lisbon, and they asked her to sing a fado. She performed it, and ever since, she fell in love when she decided to drop rock and roll and sing fados, dedicate herself to fado.
Se fado é tristeza e dor, se é ciúme, se é pecado, os meus sentidos dispersos não me conseguem dizer razões da minha alma ser refúgio de tantos versos.
All right, Beto, continuing our journey, looking into global divas, we're going to stay on the Iberian Peninsula in a track that you've brought for us from Spain.
No sabía que Miguel muriera de España y cárcel, no se podía saber. Era yo un niño en el parque.
Maite Martín is really one of the most important flamenco singers today. And this is a very special album. It really is a tribute to one of the great poets from Spain, Manuel Alcántara. The title of the CD is sort of a play in words, Alcantar a Manuel, which means to sing to Manuel. And in this particular piece, one of the great poets of Spanish letters is paying tribute to another one, Miguel Hernández, who died in prison during the Spanish Civil War.
He was an anti-fascist sympathizer who was eventually imprisoned by the Franco regime.
Y aquellos montes de Málaga tiraron todos sus versos y sus penas y sus cabras.
She has this amazing quality to her voice. It's almost crystalline. And she has this great approach to arranging the poetry into music, and it just creates a masterpiece.
Y aquellos montes de Málaga tiraron todos sus versos y sus penas y sus cabras.
The track is called A Miguel Hernández, and it's by Maite Martín. Beto, there's a track you brought in by an Italian singer, Carmen Consoli, and it sounds, to me at least, like a lost song from a musical.
Sembra la finestra, è vero, gente che vorrei appasciata, gente bella l'aria, allegra, mogiosa e sediata, gente riportuta con la cicchia esata e bocca scetta, turi o voglia di qualcosa, un bassa bocca, un lemon soda.
The song is called A Finestra, and it sounds incredibly festive. Tell us about the singer, Carmen Consoli.
She's really one of the big singers in Italy, and in fact, I hate to compare her to anybody in the U.S., but just to give you an idea, something like an Annie DeFranco, a singer that really hit the mainstream, sold millions of albums, And then suddenly, a couple of years ago, decided to reinvent herself. This song is a song criticizing Sicilian culture, particularly the middle class. And it's taken from the perspective of a woman who looks at the window and sees all of these people and starts to look into Sicilian society. And by the way, she sings it in Sicilian, not Italian, in Sicilian.
Finally, Beto, my absolute favorite piece you brought in this week, it's from a Chilean French singer named Ana Tijoux, and it's called 1977.
Cuando las serpientes evolucionaron, más rápido que muchos venenos. Noten la diferencia entre una serpiente venenosa y otra que no lo es por las marcas que deja.
1970. Nací un día de junio del año 77, planeta Mercurio y el año de la serpiente. Signo patente tatuado ya en mi frente que en el vientre de mi madre marcaba el paso siguiente. Nacer llorar sin anestesia.
This has to be a huge hit somewhere around the world right now.
Well, it's interesting you say that because the album just came out last week. and it's really, in my opinion, the coolest, hippest singer right now on the scene. And she's established herself already in Latin America, but this is really her big debut and finally the first one in the U.S.
I love how in this song it almost sounds as if she's standing to the side of the stage observing what's going on. And then there's a moment where these horns come up, you know, and she's just like watching them. And her biography is really interesting, Beto. She was born in France, I understand. Her mother is French, her father from Chile, a political exile, right?
That's right. He left Chile during the dictatorship of Augusto Pinochet. And so Ana Tijoux grew up in the suburbs of Paris. Her mother was a social worker who used to work with the youth. And pretty soon, Ana Tijoux is listening to hip-hop and rap and rye music, Fadel, Khaled, all these great artists, African artists from all over the place in Paris. And of course, on the other hand, she's listening to Victor Jara, Violeta Parra, all these great Latin American songwriters. So she's got all of that going on. She has an amazing, solid foundation. She's a really terrific writer, really storytelling.
The track is called 1977. It's by Ana Tijoux. She's one of several global divas who have released albums in the past few weeks. Beto Arcos has been spinning some of those records on his program. It's called Global Village. It's on KPFK in Los Angeles. And he often joins us on this program to talk about some of the latest tunes from around the world. Beto, thank you so much.
Always a pleasure to be with you, guys.
Signo patente tatuado y en mi frente que en el vientre de mi madre marcaba el paso siguiente. Nacer llorar sin anestesia en la camilla. Mi padre solo dijo es Ana María. Sí sería el primer llanto que me probaría, que mandó las heridas y dándome la batería. Solía ser entonces como un libro abierto, pero leí la letra pequeña del texto. Como un arquitecto construyendo cada efecto, correcto o incorrecto se aprende todo al respecto. Saber que algunas personas quieren el daño, subir peldaño toma tiempo, toma año. Con mi peluche mirando lo cotidiano, dibujos transformaban el invierno en gran verano. Papá me regaló bajo mi insistencia.
And for Sunday, that's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. Thanks for listening, and have a great week.